In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, St. Paul, I think, is the most difficult author in all of the scriptures. Often he's quite deep, quite hard to understand, especially in Romans and in Hebrews. But he also had a deep heart. In the scriptures, a deep heart is that heart which contains God. The deep heart is referred to in, I believe, Psalms. And this is a man with a deep heart who gave us much practical advice, sometimes sandwiched around very, very difficult to understand theology. And this is the case today in one of my absolute favorite verses, one that has comforted me all of my Christian life. And I would say, truly, it guides me every day. It's sort of, I would say, in the top 10. And that is when he says, "The Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." This is a great comfort to me because I don't know how to pray. I don't even know what to pray about. I don't know how to pray with power. But there is a groaning in my heart. That's definitely true. And that groaning is the Holy Spirit teaching me to pray, teaching me how to think, teaching me how to become and what to become. It doesn't matter if you are very good at praying. It doesn't matter if you know what to say. It doesn't matter if you feel really anything except that there is a groaning in your heart. That's what's important. We should pray like a child, without necessarily a great amount of understanding, without any great syntax, and without any great flourishes, but from the heart, because the Holy Spirit is in the heart, and the Holy Spirit is teaching us. It helps our infirmities. It's a great comfort to me, because I have a man with many infirmities. And because of my position in life, I interact with and try to help many people with many infirmities. And these infirmities are way higher than my head. I can't handle them, neither my own nor others. But the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. This is what a Christian believes. This is why the most important thing for a Christian to do is to pray. Doesn't matter if you pray well or pray poorly. It matters that you pray a lot. And then as you learn, the Holy Spirit will teach you. You will learn to pray with power. I think it's Abalat, I'm not sure, but it's one of the desert fathers who was asked something by his disciple, and he said, "If you wish, you could become all flame," and flame came out of his fingers as he was praying. Of course, that would be the uncreated light of God. This can happen to us. We can be enlightened, illuminated by the Holy Spirit, but it starts with a groaning. It starts with something that is unintelligible. It starts with something that cannot be made into words or language, and really even into emotion. It is just a groaning. I hope you have that groaning. I really don't think a person can grow in the Christian life without that groaning. That has to be in your heart. That deep desire. That deep hope. Remember, hope is to be desiring something that is to come. Not thinking that it may happen. not trying to suspend our disbelief, but to believe it will happen, but we're having impatience for it to happen. That impatience is that groaning in the heart. Cultivate that groaning. That's why it's very important for all of us to learn to pray the Jesus prayer, to pray it often in every circumstance, and to learn to pray it with groaning too. I have a lot of people that I pray for, and sometimes I just can't mention their names because there's too many names, there's too many people, there's too many difficulties, there's too many things that are sad, there's too many things that are hard, there's too many things that I don't understand, there's too many immediate needs. And so then that's when I just groan. And when I say the Jesus prayer, when I groan, it would be generally silently, because I don't like really noise, even my own noise. Lord Jesus, have mercy. And then the Holy Spirit will gather up all of those people that are in my heart, the ones that are on the page, that are in my list, my diptychs. But there's so many, and I can't bring one to mind above another one. I just can't do that at that moment. So the Holy Spirit brings them all together. I was told something by Father Demetrius, that he said there was a monk who made a deal with God. He was a monk of Manathos. And he says, Lord, I will pray for everyone from the beginning, from Adam and Eve, till thou comest in the next judgment, in the last judgment. And you will hear my prayer. So that's all that monk would do, is pray for the whole world all the time with groaning. That's what we must do. Maybe you'll pray for the whole world. Maybe there's a particular person on your heart. Maybe there's a particular thing in your heart that you wish to be rid of. You don't need to be eloquent. Oh, how I hated those semi-eloquent and sometimes extremely inarticulate and inelegant prayers when I was a Protestant, where somehow we had to remind God of all the things that He needed to bless us with. The I just prayer is what I call it, perhaps a little bit. Perhaps that's not a very nice thing to say. But that's how it always began, I just. And then lots of things. I don't ever say I just prayers. I groan a lot. I think you should too. That's Christian prayer, is to have the Holy Spirit praying and groaning within us in words and groanings that cannot be uttered. You can't ask these things with language, but you can have them in your heart and bring them before God, and you can get better. It's very important to learn to pray this way. You don't have to be smart. You don't have to be educated. You don't even have to be pure and holy. You have to want to be pure and holy. You have to groan for it. And if you groan for it, God will help you. I believe that with all my heart. I see it in my own life. I don't know what I'm doing all the time. And yet, things get done. Sometimes things get done poorly. But things get done in ways that I don't understand. The Holy Spirit is working within me. He's working within you too. You must cultivate this. Now, there are things that make this groaning invisible to us, inaudible to us. And that is anything that distracts us. A worldly person does not feel the Holy Spirit groaning in his heart. If you don't hear the groaning, then you're not being helped. You have to be aware of the Holy Spirit working within you. You have to be going to the Holy Spirit, to God, as a pauper, as a sinner, as a slave to passions, saying, Lord, help me. And if you have that groaning, then you will be helped. But if you're distracted by the world, If you're concerned about worldly things and wealth and position and entertainments, then there's no way. A friend of mine once said, you cannot have a conversation with someone when there's a railroad train running through your head. All that noise. Got to get rid of the noise. I have another friend who tells me that often he just goes and sits before his icons and doesn't say anything, think anything, pray anything. He just is in God's presence. But his heart is groaning when he's doing that. Learn to do this. This is a skill, just like any other skill. Just like hitting a baseball or riding a bike. You have to exercise this skill. You have to learn this skill. But this skill cannot be taught by man or by a book. It is taught by the Holy Spirit. But you have to cultivate it. You have to live for Christ. You have to know your purpose. And you have to see the things in your life that are not fulfilling your purpose as horrible, as tragic. And then there must be within your heart this groaning that rises up from the depths. Try this. Like I said, it's not something that's learned from a book or from a sermon or from even from a holy elder teaching you. All those things are helpful. But really, we learn from the Holy Spirit helping our infirmities. It's a great consolation that this happens. Because God is in us. God is intimately within us. And He knows everything that's wrong with us, everything that's right with us. He knows how to fix everything. So all we need to do is groan. Try to do this. Try to learn to do this. Take time to pray with groaning. Whether it be with silence before your icons, or whether it be with the Jesus prayer, or whether it be just with the name Jesus. I've heard of some monks that would sometimes reach a point where they would just say Jesus, but the Holy Spirit would be groaning within them when they were doing this. So it was not just the repetition of the name in a meaningless way. It was to be in the presence of God. Groan for this. And understand that you're not alone in your struggle. We human beings, we like to have other people be aware of our struggle and comfort us in our struggle. We need that. As social creatures, we need people to understand us, people to help us, people to feel our pain. But above all, we need to know that the Holy Spirit feels our pain. And the Holy Spirit is within us, since we are temples of the Spirit. And therefore, we have everything we need to learn to pray and to learn to change and to become holy. Intellectually, in our minds, we have no idea how to do it. No idea at all. The intelligent man realizes that he is not intelligent. But the Holy Spirit knows. St. Paul gives us this beautiful consolation. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen.